This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. A 2-year-old girl died in Bethel on Friday, and the child's mother has been arrested for murder. According to a press release, Bethel Police Department received a report of an injured child in Tundra Ridge Subdivision around 4:30 a.m. on Friday, March 12th. Medics arrived and transported a 2-year-old girl to the emergency room, where she was pronounced dead from traumatic injuries. The child's mother, Stephanie Allrun of Bethel, has been arrested for murder in the first degree and has been remanded to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Correctional Center. Next, in aviation. A Grant Aviation plane was damaged and was off the runway in Chivac on Friday. The incident occurred shortly after 5 p.m. Grant Aviation Vice President of Operations Dan Kanisik said the company is not using the term crash. He said the plane was off the side of the runway and tipped onto the left wing. Kanisik declined to provide further comment on Friday, given that he was in the midst of dealing with the incident's aftermath. Chivac Vice Mayor Ulrich Oron said the left wing of the plane is damaged. He said passengers had already gotten off the plane in Chivac, and the incident occurred as a plane was attempting to take off. He said there were strong crosswinds at the time of takeoff. Oron heard there were no injuries associated with the incident. It is unclear if there were other passengers in the plane with the pilot at the time of the incident. Next, in mushing. Bethel musher Pete Kaiser will not finish the 2021 Iditarod. Kaiser got back to the McGrath checkpoint on the return leg of the Iditarod and stopped. Faced with a sick team, he scratched. The decision on the morning of March 13th leaves ANIAC's Richie Deal as the only Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta musher in the top 10. Next, an Iditarod update. Dallas Seavey racked up his 5th Iditarod win this morning when he crossed the finish line at 8 minutes after 5 a.m. with 10 dogs in harness. About 20 miles behind him was Aaron Burmeister. Strung out along the trail between the finish line at Deschke Landing and Squintna was the rest of the lead pack, including ANIAC musher Richie Deal. He's expected to cross the finish line later today. While Deal ran consistently in the top 10 in the Iditarod this season, his buddy, Bethel musher Pete Kaiser, had a tougher time, scratching in McGrath after his team got sick. Continuing with mushing, Richie Deal may not have run away with the Iditarod this year, but there's definitely been a run on Real Deal beer at an Eagle River taproom. Since the Odd Man Rush Brewing Company in Eagle River announced its new brew, the Real Deal, just as this year's Iditarod began, there's been a nonstop rush for the brew.
It's been hugely popular so far. It's one of our fastest selling beers we've ever had. Very good moving beer for us.
Reed McDonald, one of 3 hockey players who opened the boutique brewery Odd Man Brewing, says the Real Deal is a very hoppy beer known as a raw IPA. Reed has known Richie Deal for a long time. Reed's cousin Emery Fairbanks is Deal's fiance. The two plan to marry this summer.
They've been dating for, I think, 10 plus years. So yeah, that's how we've known them that long. And we are all heading out to ANIAC for the wedding as well. So we're pretty excited. We're bringing the beer out. You know, that's our contribution.
Richie Deal approved using the name The Real Deal for the new IPA. Odd Man Rush Brewing also sponsors Deal. Continuing in mushing, ANIAC musher Isaac Underwood is continuing his impressive season, taking first place in the K300 100-mile challenge on Sunday. He finished the race in 7 hours, 22 minutes, and took home $3,200. This is Underwood's 2nd consecutive win in 2 contests. He also won the K300 February 50 on February 27th. In Sunday's 100-mile race, Jason Pavla of Guithluk took 2nd place, finishing 13 minutes behind Underwood. They were followed by Jackie Larson of Nebuskiak, Matt Scott of Bethel, John Snyder of Akiachuk, Walter George, and Twilla Elhart of Bethel. The final race of the K300 race committee season, a 50-miler, is scheduled for this Saturday, March 20th. Finally, in COVID-19 news, vaccinations in the YK Delta are creeping up, but so are COVID-19 case counts. Nearly half of eligible YK Delta residents have gotten both doses of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, and well over half of eligible residents have gotten at least one shot. Still, after a few weeks of dwindling COVID-19 case counts, that number is beginning to rise. Trefornik, in particular, is seeing a surge in cases with over 30 new cases in the last week. Statewide, case counts have also slowly begun ticking up again. Last week, Alaska health officials said they found 4 more cases of the P1 variant circulating in Alaska. Researchers say that it could be twice as contagious as other strains of the virus. Early research suggests the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are only slightly less effective against the new strain. Alaskan health officials say getting as many Alaskans vaccinated as possible is the best weapon in the fight against COVID-19. There is a correction to an earlier version of this story that said 40% of YK Delta residents have received both doses of either the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccines, and over half of residents have gotten at least one dose. That's incorrect. 40% of eligible YK Delta residents have received both doses of either the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccines, and over half of eligible residents have gotten at least one dose. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.